Blog Talk Radio.
Out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Yeah. talks on me, but it ain't enough on me. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So bad they cross the table like ping pong. I'm gone, hitting my chest like ping pong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phone. And when it comes to getting another show, fools all kick in like you know. Tony ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many years to be smiling and let my friend hit, bitch. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill was the real before with history. The dudes be having them back in lungs. And if you let them in, we'll kick you from the dumb, dumb, dumb.
Shall not fear no man but God. back in elementary.
Happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Hey, baby. Hope y'all ain't with y'all bar friends, cause I don't care what they say, and I don't care what
club, get crunk wet. Hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Okay, you wanna know what we say? The club, get crunk wet. Hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Okay, you wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby, white folks, gangsters in the club. Hey, baby, gun with a stack of them dubs. Hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Now if you looking for me, baby, you can find me banging in the Chevy, cannon painted, swinging 90. 10 cars creep with my people right behind me. I showed her my chain, now she hollering, why you finding me? Show my mouthpiece to them freaks, now they eyeing me. Oh, you got a problem? Well, I hope you ain't trying me. Throw the car and park, and then I reach under my cheeks. Hop out with my hand under my shirt, that's where that eyeing me. Yellow bone chirping me, she trying to see where I'ma be. You gon' let me get up in your mouth? Well, that's where I'ma be. On pop trunk with lights, that's where that chopper be. Straight to the hotel, all the bad chickens follow me. I know you like my style, I ain't tripping, I'm just trying to see. Girl, is you drunk? Well, tell me why you leaning all on me. And if you thinking on stunt, you tripping. I put up in an expedition with the group. You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby, white folks, gangsters in the club. Hey, baby, gun with a stack of them dubs. Hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. I'm in the club hot, crunk, sweating, burning up. I'm bouncing through the crowd, fucking and hollering, what's up? And I done fell out on the dance floor, and now I can't get up. J's on your feet, but you can't get these. Louis Vuitton, brown, white, and yellow, trick, please. I go to St. Louis and let my chain hang low. Canary yellow diamonds mixed with rose gold. I shine real bright in the light because I'm a star. Eight shots of Patron, now I'm standing on the bar. Probably get drunk as a skunk and put the keys in the wrong car. Probably get drunk as a skunk and put the keys in the wrong car. You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby, white folks, gangsters in the dub. Hey, baby, gun with a stack of them dubs. Hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering.
Pop, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Time to make your mama look heavy, be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpack prisons. Billions of niggas thugs living depression. Restrapped, so hope they don't tell us. They pull a heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of town, as we slide down, piss through some flicks. They got me feeling for coming, see the money, keep going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, deficiated in the misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled a mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Nigga got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's business. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking when he choose a brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke sense of me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on, but I splashed on niggas. Well, I dashed on niggas. Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? It's the back in the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a jet inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 back 11. Back home, I got a MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blue. Acting like fools, my nigga fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside a chest, nah, nah. Baby inside a belly, nah, nah, nah. It was back a belly, I told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing outside the front. Niggas say, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, nah, them niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rose, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was sitting in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas will always remember me, came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, 2 apocalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I said my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupac, that's all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it, you know. I spit the game so players playing on it, you know. When I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me, kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
What's up, y'all? It's me, DJ Corrupt. Yeah. And I want to let y'all know about my guy, Confetti the Realer Soldier's latest music release titled Gangsta's Magnet. Available on all streaming platforms. Gangsta's Magnet.
Need in my life, war in my life. See the fire, balance in my life.
You can also purchase this new song online at ConfettiTheRealerSoldier.biz. Find all of his social media handles on the website, ConfettiTheRealerSoldier.biz. He's a king at what he does. King of Dallas Underground Music.
Yeah, yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more. Special rates and discounts, studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes being your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
It's a brand new song by Trillium Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now.
Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in and stay tight. Juicy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. TRULIAMONROE. Streaming right now on all platforms. Working.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
for hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh, yeah. What to do, people? True West Radio, and we in this bitch. I got Fossey up in here. I got Mr. Everywhere. And, of course, Lovey Trulia Monroe is in the building. What's up, my people?
Hey, y'all.
Aloha.
Aloha.
What's going on, man?
We need some more beer, man. I don't know why they be so behind.
Aloha, y'all in Hawaii? Yeah,
I'm
on a retreat. I'm on a retreat.
Miss Edward, are you supposed to call me today?
Huh? What'd you say, Trulia?
What you supposed to call me today?
I just woke up, but I got home, and I had to wrestle around on the phone for about 2 hours, trying to explain to somebody how the radio stuff goes, because they thought they were just going to give this man the record, and he's going to play it on the radio. I said, he ain't told you how many spins, and then he's talking about a consultation fee, and what you're going to pay to figure out how many stations that he's going to put it on. And he said, you're going to pay by the month. About $2,500 a month. And you got to sign like a 6 month to a year contract. So like $2,500 a month for 3 or 4 major stations, but you paying $2,500 a month. So that's like what, $12,500 in 6 months? Really?
Yeah.
And yeah. I said, I'm going to send it to so many college radio stations. So I said, if you're going to pay $2,500 a month, you might as well give it to me, and I'll go put it on the same minute they're going to put it on, because they tell you there ain't no guarantee that they're going to play it. They just put it on the server. It's a deal called a server, and they'll send it to that server every month. And the DJs at the radio station that go on that server, if they want to find new music, they'll find it. It's just like how we had Napster. So the same way, and then you paying them $2,500 a month. You miss a payment, then they stop sending your stuff on the server. So I try to get her to understand that, her and her record label to understand that for like 2 hours, and then I went to sleep. I said, I'm through talking. I can't. And the man told him, he's like, yeah, he's right. There ain't no guarantee you're going to get no spin, but it's a service. The other artists use, I said, I hear that all the time. So, as I told him, you got to know where you're putting your money at and what you're getting, because you might pay and you don't get no results. And she was just so happy to hear about that. And I'm like, just because somebody tell you about getting your stuff to the radio, it don't guarantee it's going to play. And service don't guarantee. It's like how DJ Hell Love can load up all this music right now on there. He can go to the store for an hour and hit play, and they'll play all that music. But the server has a new music alert. And he just said, this is new music. It's up to DJ to listen to it and play it, but it ain't guaranteed. So $2,500 a month kind of steep. That's it for one song. There ain't no promote my album or none of that. They're just putting it up on the server. Yeah, but I'm just not getting up, so. You got to bear with me. What's going on here, love? Tell me something good.
Man, I'm racking my brain trying to get myself fixed up, man, to get in the right place.
Did you make it to South by Southwest?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Mm.
I didn't get to make it, man. But I plan to be there next year.
Well, I tell people, they let me know ahead of time, see, because I'd be having people that be having slots, but
yeah,
I don't be having no artists that's ready. It's got they merchandise. It's got they CDs, they jump drives,
right,
they postcard flyers, and just going down to the spectators is not what it is. It's about going down there and making everybody know who you are.
Right.
Ain't nobody had that ready. So they be like, man, you ain't got no audience. I got a couple of slots. Some of them free, some of them paid. But I'm like, I'm not sending nobody way down there and they ain't got nothing to give. They're wasting time. A lot of people just did that just to go to work. I don't go to speak, I go to make more.
Right. I see, it's crazy, man. You know, some people just go down there and be lost.
Hey, that's like the core DJ retreat and the Fleet DJ retreat. Them are two of the best ones in the nation to go to is the artist manager. You get to meet all the DJs hand on hand nationwide and pass your stuff out.
Yep. So, all right. I'm supposed to be in the core DJ this year.
I don't know if they're doing that in Jacksonville this year or one of them they did in Atlanta and one they did in North Carolina. I got to check and see.
I think it's in Jacksonville. What's
yeah,
the
like July
people 17th. Told me?
Yeah. Normally like July 17th through the 19th or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll get on there and look. I'm affiliated with all them, Tony Neal and all them at Core DJs and Fleet DJs. Crate Runner DJ, Gatekeeper DJ.
Yeah, man. Swartz DJ and everything.
Yeah, truly, you were texting and something would come across my screen, but the woman was talking and kept talking. She said, listen, y'all don't understand. I done spent some money in music. I said, who ain't? But the man was telling me, he's like, yeah. She's like, I thought it was a one-time fee. He said, oh, hell no. He said, he's going to pay, based on your budget, you're going to pay for a six-month minimum campaign. He said, it takes 6 months at least to break a record. So he said, you're going to have to find a contract for at least 6 months. And I'm like, if you ain't got no money and you complaining now, do you think you got $2,500 to sit up there and play your record? Not play your record, send your record off and hope they play it for 6 months. $12,500. Who's got that money?
When you talking about I was texting?
It popped on my screen. It might have been because you had texted earlier and it was on my tablet. My tablet, if it turned off and I turned it on, it'll pop up. So that might have been what it was. You might have texted me from early on in the day. When I got home, I turned my tablet on. It'll pop up all my texts that you know, from my phone. I get the texts right then when my phone's on with my tablet. It won't get no Facebook message texts until I turn it on. Then it'll pop. It might have 10, 15 of them pop. Yeah. What's going on, Tula? Tell me something good.
I'm fine. Finna fry some hamburger.
Uh-oh.
They ran me off. Terry True ran me off last night. Everybody was talking about she was blocking them yesterday.
What happened?
Terry True, she ran me off.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
She blocked
me. Yeah, she ran me off. She ran a couple more people off. And they talking about Glorilla deals. They were still, her and her old man was trying to book for Glorilla. And they don't work for Glorilla no more.
It's just a month to get blocked. Block month.
That's crazy.
I'm like, y'all just took my concept and ran with it. Just say it. Mm-hmm. He gonna tell me you must be smoking. And I said, no, I did mine in January. Y'all are doing y'all's March 29th when your album come out. I did that in January. Ain't that 4 months? Ain't that a 4 month window? March 29th is April and January.
Yeah.
January 1st and April 1st is about the same, man.
Right about.
About 4 months. About 4 months. My music's been out. Another girl stole my album cover, sitting on the edge of the bed, stole the toxin and everything. I put it in the Atlantic Music Group. And both of them girls then went out there and tried to grab the same damn song. Fact. Can't stop my motion when we rolling in the ocean.
You got to keep it moving and grooving. I'm getting ready to beat these streets up, man.
Yeah. Tula going to look up. She going to have people watch me work. You going to watch. You watch. You watch. As soon as they see that traction, they go, oh, man, watch me work. She going to look up. Everybody and their mama going to be trying to have a watch me work.
Yeah,
they got to
create
their own lane, man.
Yeah. It's so hard for some of them to stay in their lane. Everybody want to swing and bang, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's enough out here for everybody to eat. Everybody, a lot of people play me first, and other people just say, well, guess what, I'm going to play Mr. Copycat.
Yeah.
I just telling her it looked very familiar. That song looked very familiar. And you know, with the graphics I had for the album cover, I mean, they just copycatted all of it. But the other girl, she went to the extreme, just sat on the edge of the bed, everything. I was laughing. I showed Truly that. I said, look at this, Truly. Look at this right here. Truly went in on the girl. The girl wound up taking the damn take the whole deal down off of social media.
Now, Mr. Everwell. Okay. So somebody on the song, somebody on took your goddamn track.
They didn't take my track. But they did. One, I did an album cover. They took the album cover design in the same name of the song. They tried to make that album cover in the song the same name, had everything the exact same. Just different colors on the album cover. Then they try to do
the first four bars was the same too.
I don't know all the detail, but the deal was, it's like I pushed this in this Facebook group January. Here it is February. You come up and try to get this sitting on the bed toxic song that we already got. And then you come March 29th, and you got to come out with another toxic song. And then you got the lettering, same way lettered I got on my album cover. So who was watching who? You see? So that's what I'm trying to tell them. Like, they artists ain't got no originality. They just coming in trying to ride a wave that we created.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Sit back and listen and see what they could feel. Wardrobes and all.
But I don't worry about that. That's one deal about. We gonna keep on making hits. I don't care. Yeah, the steel goddamn candy panties off of none, goddamn it, to impress me.
You heard him. Gotta have that thin skin, baby. You gotta be able to twerk your pants.
They can try all day. They ain't gonna have to shot what I got. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this Foxy on True West Radio. Whoever did that shit to my uncle, say, dog. Okay, come with it.
Baby, I don't worry about it. It's just like this. You
got that damn. Come meet Foxy. Come meet Foxy. I'm changing mine.
You got powdered breast milk and you got real breast milk. So you figure out which one they on. They Similac.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on,
what Tulia say? I can feel your heartbeat, baby.
You know what?
I can feel your heartbeat, baby. That's the song I've been
waiting to get right there. Look, say Tulia, I ain't even lie, dog. Like, I heard that shit earlier today. I was jamming that shit hard.
Thank you.
I was giving that shit. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Gotta give credit what credit is due. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna shut up now. I'm put my phone back on mute.
What kind of shit is that? Now, what kind of shit is that? You must be able to do something. You ain't got no business. You on mute all the goddamn time.
Well,
don't
goddamn
judge
shit.
It to me.
Like,
it sounds pretty good. Man. You tuned in to True West Radio. Smitty, you hear me holding down for the king tonight. He'll be here shouting. Don't y'all turn it down. We're going to go through a few of these jams, man, and bring your ears up. We'll be back with more of the show. I got Mr. Everywhere, Foxy, and Trudy in the building. So you know what we're going to do, baby. Let's run it.
Wonder Twin powers activate!
Ha! Yeah! Ha! Perfect! Yeah! Yeah! Ha! Ha! I'm from the hood, now get that understood! Ha! I'm rolling wood, I know you wish you could!
As you should!
I'm smoking good!
Yeah!
I wish your nigga would!
I wish!
We from the hood,
ha,
now get
ha.
That understood!
Get it!
We rolling wood,
yeah.
I know you wish you could!
Ha!
We smoking good,
uh-huh.
We wish your nigga would!
What?
We smoking good,
wish
we wish your nigga would!
I wish!
We smoking good,
what?
I wish your nigga would! 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 Yeah,
ha.
So fuck with me, now who gon' fuck with me?
Nah.
On the ass,
ha.
It's where I'm gon' be.
Yeah,
come fuck with me,
come fuck
it's
with
what I'm tryna see.
Ha.
I'm an old head, I was born in 1983.
Yeah.
Don't play with me, catch a felony.
That gun sound like a melody.
Won't beef, I got your recipe. I'll be your huckleberry. Halloween, y'all niggas scary. I run this bitch like a berry.
Not a bad, not pin,
no comparison.
Nah,
too fuck.
I ain't caring.
Fuck with me,
huh?
Who gon' fuck with me?
Yeah.
I'm the coldest bitch up in the game, so watch yourself, you might just fucking freak.
Get on
these bitches up just like I'm dumb. A second comma, truly
hey.
On the track, just know I'm bringing drama. Shout out to my unders,
woo.
Bringing heat just like I'm in the summer. It's time to add this bitch, I watch your back, just know I'm coming. I been tanning in the deck, gon' stand up in my motherfucking way. Your heads are gonna flipping fingers to you, bitches ain't believing me. Gon' stand up in the corner,
hey.
I know who really be fucking with me. And I passed my pack,
huh?
They said they wasn't
yeah.
hungry. That's
yeah.
the truth, I nearly
yeah.
went.
One little,
two little, three little bitches on my hit list. Get the fuck up from my table, we some vultures, bitch.
Ha.
I'm from the hood, now get that understood.
Ha. I'm rolling wood, I know you wish you could.
As you should,
I'm smoking good.
Yeah.
I wish your nigga would.
I wish
we from the hood,
ha.
Now get
ha.
That understood.
Get it.
We rolling wood,
yeah.
I know you wish you could.
Ha.
We smoking good,
uh-huh.
We wish your nigga would.
What?
We smoking
little,
good,
little
we wish your nigga would.
Boom, 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 boom.
don't like the way I talk. Don't like the way I walk.
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 You can get by.
On the main pipeline, I really don't care what you gotta say. I don't feed in the he say, she say. All we talk about this, talk about that. They smile in your face, then stab you in the back. They say they're for you, but they for them. And the lies rotate like a spinning rim. They'll tell on the kin, tell on the fam. But really, my nigga, they don't give a damn. Get out my biz, get out my way. And all you haters can kiss my ass.
Don't like the way I talk.
Goddamn, man, it's hotter than a motherfucker. With all this energy, he got me be going crazy, homie, homie. Baby, shake it for now, now, now. Don't be shy, baby, go drink it down, down. To the flow, you should already know what I like to see when I wanna see you, so let's go. Ain't no time to be wasting, straight acting a fool. Let's all hop in the pool, but first,
let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that hat that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you're with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
hot. Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow, because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that hat that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you're with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
Let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow, because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked. Let's get naked. Let's get naked. Let's get naked.
My bitch go to work. Watch my hoe work. Watch my hoe work. My bitch go to work. Watch my hoe work. Watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Watch your work.
Watch
your work. Watch your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Watch your work. Watch your work.
Bad pussy and it stay tight. Juicy as a peach and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night, making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pay site. That's a punk motherfucker with a dick, but he can't fight. But the nigga do pay right, and he'll pay a bitch well for some cocktail every night.
It's a bad bitch showcase,
and all they gotta do is put my pussy in the whole face. Then grind at a slow pace, and money get to falling from the sky like snowflakes. Come and get you some whole cake. Most of these niggas say they pimpin', but they so fake. They say they want, but they gon' pay.
A bad bitch selling pussy by the pound for the whole day.
How you want a nigga your way? I can put it in your mouth with a play a little Jose. Eat it up and say Olay. For a stack like that, we can do a lot of foreplay. I'm a boss like Olay. I make another bitch on a track relocate. When a bitch props your stake, I'ma look for a nigga like you and eat whole face.
Watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Nigga, watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work.
Nigga,
watch your work.
Watch
your work. Watch my bitch work. Watch your work. Nigga, watch your work.
Any trick that I tend to, gotta put four bands in the bag when the rent due. One band for my shit too, and another band in my hand when the bitch get through. Nigga, I don't wanna kiss you. Put the money in my hand with my pussy with the tissue. You ate a bitch to the gristle. Come, got to shoot at my pussy like a missile, like a bullet from a pistol. It hit a nigga hard in the face in a fifth row. Pussy good from the get-go. A hoe need money, but a bad bitch need more. Let me show you how a bitch flow. And a Laker game downtown hanging at the tiptoe. Late night when you tiptoe, let a bad bitch show you what a good pussy hitting toe.
When the pimpin' is poppin', you never let it go. I'm getting straight to the point, nigga, fuck that metaphor. And if the bitches are trippin', they're being sloppy and slippin'. You gotta drop on them bitches and get a better hoe. And when she poppin' the pussy, she gettin' chatter, so I let her do what she doin', we gettin' hella dough. I let her keep on screwin' under the pimpin' the floor. And she really love what she doin', so nigga, let her flow.
Watch
your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
my bitch work. Nigga, watch your work.
Watch
your work.
Watch your work.
Watch my bitch work.
Watch your
work.
Watch
your work.
Watch
your work. Nigga, watch your work. Okay, your pussy got old. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold, cause it should be so. Okay, your pussy got old. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold, and it should be so. Yeah, bitch, your pussy got old. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold, and it should be so. Yeah, bitch, your pussy got old. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold, and it should be so. Hey, bitch, your pussy got old. It's juicy and swole. Good, and it should.
CGT Entertainment.
You know how we do it over here at Fed Up Entertainment.
Pull up, put it down like it's supposed to be.
I work with that bag.
What?
I work with that bag.
Work.
I'm busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
I work with that bag.
Work with that bag.
Sometimes I'm unhappy.
Happy.
Sometimes I get mad.
Mad.
But all in general, nigga, I work with that bag. I work with that bag. I work with that bag. I'm busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
I work with that bag. Sometimes I look pitiful.
Pitiful.
When I don't get all my cash. But all in general, nigga, I work for that bag.
You know, it started from the bottom getting guap. Damn it on that Biggie and that new Tupac. Thinking with a black on black ever stop. And when I think about it, I think about stacking my money in knots. Big old blocks. Yeah, they want what you got. Little or lot. Forgive me, Lord, I had to break them off. Sticks with the rocks. They send that girl on the plot. I am the one that don't stop. From 9 to 5, I'm punching the clock. From 5 to 9, I'm back on the block. I'm on a fight, no time to watch. Feeding my fam from blindness spots. You cannot see me, I beat up the pot. I work for that bag, I fucking it up. My mind in the cloud, ain't no time to stop.
No time to stop.
Aim for the stars like the cream of the crop. All of my haters want me to flop. But I go get it, come back with a lot. I know I did it without. They say that there's no time to stop. I say they lying, they running their mouth. But I took that bag and I ran on their route. Work for that bag.
I work for that bag.
What?
I work for that bag.
Work.
I'm busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
I work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Sometimes I'm unhappy.
Happy.
Sometimes I get mad.
Mad.
But all in general, nigga, I work for that bag.
Bag.
I work for that bag.
Ooh.
I work for that bag.
Ooh.
I'm busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
I work for that bag.
Bag.
Sometimes I look pitiful.
Pitiful.
When I don't get all my cash.
Bag.
But all in general, nigga, I work for that bag.
Niggas be talking about this.
Yeah.
Niggas be talking about that.
That.
Tell a nigga with my name in his mouth.
Mouth.
They gon' drop off that stack.
That.
Niggas be talking about this.
Yeah.
Niggas be talking about that.
About that.
Walk a nigga like Herschel Walker.
Walk.
I bet he won't tell a nigga that.
No.
Let's go get married to stacks. I want them Benjamin checks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them dollars is filled with that colorful tint. With a sign on my chest to say working for rent. Stop what you doing, girl, you look good. Working for pimp. With steaks and potatoes. Fuck all my haters. Serve them some dips. I'ma keep burning, I'm stacking my chips. Keep on learning the most that I flip. Giving my service, I'm working my gifts. Working my motherfucking gifts.
Working my gifts.
Work for that bag. Work for that bag. Work my gifts. Busting my ass. Busting my ass. I'm working my gifts.
Work for that bag.
I work for that bag.
What?
I work for that bag.
Work.
I'm busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
I work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Sometimes I'm unhappy.
Happy.
Sometimes I get mad.
Mad.
But all in general, nigga, I work for that bag.
Bag.
I work for that bag.
Ooh.
I work for that bag.
Ooh.
I'm busting my ass.
Busting my ass.
I work for that bag.
Bag.
Sometimes I look pitiful.
Pitiful.
When I don't get all my cash.
Cash.
But all in general, nigga, I work for that bag.
Bag. Bag.
Work for that bag. You work for that
bag. Work for that
bag. Work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Gone work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Bust your ass.
Bust your ass.
Work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
You work in that bag.
Work in that bag.
I work for that bag.
I work for that bag.
I work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
I'm busting my ass.
I'm busting my ass.
I work for that bag.
I work for that bag.
Sometimes I'm unhappy.
Sometimes I'm unhappy.
Sometimes I get mad.
Sometimes I get mad.
But all in general. Nigga, I work for that bag.
I work for that bag.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my homie Pulo. Putting it down in the studio. Fiend Entertainment. Y'all don't know now.
Don't know now.
You do. Still bumping this good G shit worldwide. For your mind one time. Call it y'all, baby.
Work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Work for that bag.
Hey. Shout out to everybody doing their thing like it's supposed to be. Did. Cut it.
Want in my life, she the fire, yeah, yeah. balance in my life. Back it up, twerk it, celebrate it, cake. Face say you can't tell them anything. R.I.P. DMX. One of the reasons I got hold of the dream. Look, did it go a long way in the third of the game? Hard to clap a toast, Trump to be a Tom McCain. Clearly got a lot of street fame. Baby, can you deal with a big dog off the chain? Still in the game, looking for a keeper. Bass drop one, say like two bass speakers. Need one know how to make a believer. World freeze over, move close, I got my heater. Move like a cheetah bug when I cut a rug. Can you deal with me and my drug? Gotta hold me down, gotta hold me down. Lose a lot of love each time I win another round. Underdogs winning. King of the hill, no bluff girl. Don't let your real man go.
Hold on, baby.
When I talk on a G, shake back. Where are my real men
King
at?
King of the hill, girl.
King of the hill, no bluff girl.
Bluff girl.
Don't let your real man go.
Hold on, baby.
When I talk on a G, shake back.
Shake back.
Where are my real men
King
at?
King of the hill, girl.
Fight socket. Fight socket. Set me off like a bottle rocket. On flame. On game. Killing in the cockpit. She love the way I bull spit. Trying to keep my G on the G low. Trapped in the game like you be Nino. While they save the game, drive the scrap of flame. Kara Zoe looking for a paper soy. She got that good life and good love. Learn how to build before you kill my thug. Home another round, bartender. She busting it wide open for a real nigga.
King of the hill, no bluff girl.
Don't let your real man go.
Hold on, baby.
When I talk on a G, shake back.
Shake back.
Where are my real men at?
King of the hill, girl.
King of the hill, no bluff girl.
Bluff girl.
Don't let your real man go.
Hold on, baby.
When I talk on a G, shake back.
Shake back.
Where are my real men at?
King of the hill, girl.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
It's a brand new song by Trillium Monroe
called Watch Me Work,
featuring Stacey G.
Playing all over the world right now.
Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
You see as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. TRULIAMONROE.
Streaming
right now on all platforms. Working.
Yeah. True S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
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 But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Are your True West Radio? It's your man, DJ Headlove, in the building on this lovely Mad Monday. I got my people in the building with me. Fox is in the building tonight. Mr. Everywhere is up in here. And Julia Monroe, you know. Yeah. Got it in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Man, it's been a lovely afternoon. The weather is so pleasant. I don't know what I'll do.
Anybody heard from Buddha today?
I talked to him like earlier today, but nothing this afternoon. He was getting ready to do some calls or something, he said.
Okay.
He probably got worked out. My time already there.
Yeah, I tried to call when I woke up, but I couldn't get him, so.
Yeah, he been on it, man. Got a little detail shop going. But that's something he been doing, though. He been, you know, on that groove. With all kinds of oils and angels. He always got something going on.
Oh, he got a detail shop?
Yeah, he don't start doing detailing now.
That's cool.
I said, nigga, you don't know what he want to do.
That's my trade.
I can just see him now. Me and him in the pressure washing truck going around promoting and washing cars.
Yeah.
Hitting the city, turn them out. Hitting everything that don't swing.
Well, that's what the money, that's what I was telling them, that out of detail, if you do it right, because hopefully wide open right now, they done got somebody trying to do it, but they can't take on all the workload. And that's $6,000 a week business.
Yeah.
So that's why I kept trying to tell him to find the building. So we get the building, get it set up, get a four-man crew.
Mm-hmm.
And sit up there and get some money.
Look. Yeah. That's how he does,
doing,
man.
He's doing a slow boogie right now, but he's making it work for now. But I told him we need a four-man crew, so a four-man crew can do Monday to Fridays and make some money. Like I said, I got my clothing line coming out, my female hair care products. I got that right there. I got to design the logo. I slow down this weekend and get that done, and then my men's beard care product is next. So I got all that lined up.
What's the name of your hair care line?
I haven't come up with it yet. I got the stuff sitting right here. I got my samples came in, but it's been in there about 2 weeks now. But I'm just going over a name because I got to do a research, trademark research. So once I get slowed down this weekend, and I come up with a name, then I'll be able to use it. But I probably look like I look up an African name online and use that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have anybody like testing out your product yet?
Not yet. That's what I plan on doing.
Okay.
I plan on doing it. I want to get somebody's thumbs up, you know. So,
What you going to do if somebody try to product me or I fall out? What do you do about that?
I'm going to slap Chris Rock and tell him they got alopecia.
You'll slap Chris Rock.
Keep my client's name out your fucking mouth. Keep my client's name out your mouth.
Look, don't start that right now. You ain't had enough of that client shit going on. We don't want to try to keep you up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you already getting blocked and got blocked by a lady. Went on the woman's
side.
When I went on the other woman's
side. Domino effect.
Look, I went on there last night and comment.
Yeah.
Nah, I hearted it somewhere. Keep it somewhere on our phone.
Yeah, I don't think she had alopecia. I think she had her wig had an entanglement with August Alsina's hands. She pulled it on that ponytail.
What's the video?
Did you watch
that Chris Rock special?
Oh, no, I don't think he's funny to me.
He wasn't trying to be funny. He was just telling the truth. He said, Will got to be dumb. How you going to cheat on your husband and then you interview him? How does it feel that I was cheating on you? Your wife was screwing your son's best friend, and you want to hit me out of everybody?
He said that. Oh, wow.
He said that on the comedy special. He's telling facts. Everything he said, you want to jump on me, the little man? He said, you didn't go after August Alsina. He tell the truth.
Yeah, that was the truth. That's tough, though.
Yeah, August Alsina was rolling up in the swivel.
Will was just hurt because ever since he's been married to Jada, all she always talking about on interviews is her and Tupac.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's all they resonate. You know, that's all she really resonates with. They don't
right,
go back
see,
too much further than that.
When she's on the interview, she say, out of respect for my husband, you know, I don't want to talk about those, but we had great time together and go on and keep it pushing me. Oh, yeah, Tupac used to come over to my house and we used to go and you know, we were eating up. Then it, oh, man, your son's best friend, she sleep with him?
Didn't my daughter write a letter to Tupac or something?
Huh?
Didn't her daughter write a letter to Tupac asking him to come back?
I don't know. Their whole family is dysfunctional. Their whole family is dysfunctional.
What happened to the little boy that we're gay and they didn't just stop talking about him? So, what, he done had surgery now?
What happened to who?
His son
that wanted to be a girl.
He's about like Dwayne Wade.
I ain't in there no more.
Bad parenting, man. Dwayne Wade, you know, if his mama would have caught him in the goddamn closet putting her dress on, a lipstick on, he got his ass tore. He wouldn't have had an arm to even dribble the basketball with. And they said, well, your wife is sitting up there as a woman approving your son as you supposed to be a man. She supposed to say, baby, wait a minute. This ain't it. You got to be a leader. That's just showing that you ain't even a leader of your household. Your kid is.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid ain't 18. They 18. They can make their own decision.
They got some kids that young people that transition over to everywhere. They got a show on TV called I Am Jazz with how do you say it? I don't want to say this. Let me see. Well, with a white person, they got a, but she transitioned when she was like 4, 5, or 6. Her parents let her transition.
Okay, now, once again, and I'm going to say it, and y'all can play it in front of Dwayne Wade. If Dwayne Wade, mama, grandma would have caught him putting her wigs on, her pearls on, the earrings on, the lipstick on, he would have got his ass beat. He would have got his ass beat. And there's a reason why. Because they knew how God intended you to be. And the big mamas were strictly on that Bible. When she goes to the grocery store, she got that Bible on that goddamn dashboard. When she come home from work, she got that Bible sitting right there on the coffee table. And if she would have said, y'all show me where I'm going to let you dress up in dresses and makeup and lipsticks and all this stuff on there. You show me. But then you tell her, God made a mistake is what you're saying. You agreeing that God made a mistake. That's what that's what they're agreeing to. I don't care how nobody takes it, unfortunate, but you're agreeing that God made a mistake. You're saying, well, God made him supposed to be a woman and not no man. That's what you're saying? Y'all tell me when God made a mistake. You see what I'm saying?
They must be talking about the other God. They ain't talking about Jesus.
Well, there you go. There you go. No matter how they slice it or dice it, I tell people all the time, they be like, oh, man, I said, these girls, they sit up here and they dress up like a boy. Try to put on pants sagging with the pants sagging with some Dickies on, and then go run around the club trying to chase girls like they're a boy.
Okay, so what would you say to people who have kids out of wedlock? You already know me. I'm gonna go there with you. So, let me explain to you something.
That's not altering. You're having kids out of wedlock. It's a sin, but altering the way that God created you is a whole nother ball game.
Okay, but well, if being gay wasn't meant to be in this world, then it would not be happening right now, amongst other things.
Well, let me explain
right
something.
Now.
Everybody running around killing folks wouldn't be happening right now. But this is the devil's playground.
My point exactly.
But God created you in his image, not your image. Whenever you get done. His image. You was created
in his image.
So you can't go to heaven and say,
well, this person don't need to go to heaven. This person needs to go to hell.
I didn't say that. They're saying that God made a mistake.
Well, God don't make no mistake.
In his image. So if his image was you supposed to be a woman and you trying to be a man, you saying God, you lied. This ain't what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be this.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong? Come on.
I'm going to put my phone back on.
With me, Fozzie, let me tell you about with me. See, me, I don't believe in marriage. And the only reason why I don't believe in marriage is because, I mean, back in the day, God didn't stand before Adam and Eve and say, okay, I do sign this paper. That's the only reason why I don't. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you know what? I'm really honestly on the cool. I'm not disagreeing with none of that because to be like real nigga shit, like I was a whole lesbian for like 10 plus years. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that I was so deep into my religion, it was just a phase that I was going through. However, I just don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. I don't look at a person and say, no.
Me neither.
Like, hell no. You know what I'm saying?
When you go in, I'm probably the only female.
And all my homegirls, I'm the only female that's not, you know, that don't go both ways. All my female friends like girls or any guys I hang out with, they like boys, so... I don't understand.
What? But see, here's the deal. I go and tell everybody, especially the women that like women, I say, God is going to sit up there and the woman, this is the reason why. Because every time you think they're happy, you always catch them fighting. Always. It ain't never been a time. You ain't caught them fighting. You know why? Because that woman said, I got power. It's not about a sexuality. It's about a mental controlling of power. So this woman feels like, I got this woman to submit to me. So she going to find three or four other women to submit, and she going to cheat on you more than the dude's going to cheat on you. Then when you find out, y'all in your feelings thinking, I thought I was the only one. I done left a man or a woman, and she playing me harder than a man because it's a mental power control.
Y'all, I'm just saying, I don't discriminate. That's all I'm saying. I don't discriminate.
Let me ask you this, here.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm just saying.
You like fat memes?
So.
Do what?
Do you like fat memes?
God damn, hallelujah.
You got to go on to church.
when you see these women in these relationships.
I had a whole dude that was 6 foot four, 300 pounds. Fuck with me.
Oh, he ain't big. I'm talking about a nigga about 6'2", weighing about 600 pounds.
Okay, and I had a best friend that was shorter than me and weighed over 300 pounds.
Really? That's crazy.
Really, really.
So,
I ain't saying that Now, hold on. Now, I ain't saying that I was with him. So.
Yeah, I understand. We understand.
But yeah.
Now, I don't do that discrimination either. You know, I don't care what size you are, what you look like. If you got a good heart, we can chop it up.
I don't discriminate. I mean, it's just me. I don't discriminate. I really don't. Because if God is supposed to be love and God is supposed to be in your heart, then you know what I'm saying? It's like you look past, you know what I'm saying, the outer surface. You look past all that shit. I look towards the people's spirit. That's how I get along with people. I look at people's spirit. I don't give a fuck how you look, what color you is, how big, fat, tall, short hair, bald headed. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. If your spirit not right, you can't fuck with me.
Yeah, I know I can kick out the door quick. I got a nasty spirit. For some reason.
Generations through the snake.
Yeah.
People have to learn how to break the tradition, you know, break generational curses.
Yeah.
So when 10 days when they used to get, when the white man used to rape the black man, that's how it got embedded in him.
Yeah.
So it's passed down from generation to generation. I mean, do I feel like people are born like that? Yes, I do.
Check this out. No, I'm gonna say this one thing and then I'm leaving alone. Like me, I've already talked to Unc about this. I'm a Muslim. I converted my religion to Islam. And don't you know how much people that done attack me? You see what I'm saying? People that done attack me just because I was once a Christian woman, but now I'm a Muslim woman. You know,
okay,
what
does it tell you about the Muslim religion about women and women and men and men?
It don't work. It's not gonna work. I just said I don't discriminate. Meaning I'm not gonna
talk
down on
I
what another person
that.
Do with their life.
I understand that, but I'm just telling you what they say is the teachings. What is the teachings teaching you? But see, what happened was, we in America, the blacks start imitating what they seen the Europeans doing from the Roman Empire. You go to the Roman Empire, you go to Rome, you see a big, tall-ass statue, damn, 300 feet tall, with a man sucking a man's dick.
Yeah.
Right there in the middle of the city. Roman Empire. That's facts.
I ain't gonna even lie. If I catch any of my sons,
I appreciate it. Nah. Who is that? Mr. Everywhere was also Mr. Everywhere. What happened?
I thought
that
was
kind of
like Boo.
No, that was Mr. Everywhere. He must be trying to bring Boo in. It left me out here with you lovely ladies.
What you learned about with Buddhism, Foxy?
Hello, Foxy.
Foxy.
My bad. I'm sorry, babe. What you say?
What religions have you studied in? What do you learn? What did you like about Buddhism?
Well, as far as Buddhism go, I mean, I didn't educate myself a lot on Buddhism. I know Tina Turner, she converted her religion to being a Buddhist. But I mean, with me converting my religion to Islam, I mean, it was just something that I was kind of brought in, but at the same time, I've always been curious about that religion. And the only reason why I like that religion is because it's more structured. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot that goes in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that makes sense.
Yes,
wasn't Nipsey Hussle, that was the same religion he studied, or am I wrong?
Who was?
Nipsey Hussle. I really don't.
Wasn't that the same he studied?
Baby, you breaking up. I can barely hear you.
Oh. I said Nipsey Hussle, ain't that the same religion he studied?
You know what? I don't even know, but I damn sure looked it up now. I didn't know you were Nipsey Hussle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like Kevin Gates. Wait,
did.
Oh yeah, Kevin.
So what were you saying?
Is back on the phone?
Yeah.
Kevin Gates, he's very talented.
I was asking a question. I said, you said you'd be mad if your son did something and the phone went dead before I could hear what you said.
I said if I call any of my sons sucking some dick, I'm gonna slap the goddamn dog shit out of them. Why? I'm just asking a question. Remember what you said? You raised them up like, okay, I remember what you were doing. Look here.
Look here, I'm just saying. Don't do that. I'm just being honest. I keep it a thousand. So if it wasn't nice for them, how would it be for you? Well, like I said, I would have to accept it. But you know what? Kids generally follow and do what they see their parents do. You know,
you get smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, what you think they're going to do?
And they see you come home with a woman, you laid up with a woman, or you laid up with a man, what they going to say? That my daddy laid up with a man. My mama laid up with a woman, what they going to say? You see what I'm saying? So you
what
can't say,
do?
Okay, it's not right for y'all.
They going to do what they saw.
If your kids see you being a hoe, having other women in the house all day long, what they gonna be? What do you think they gonna date? The son gonna think,
well, hell, it's good to have a whole bunch of women, and the daughter gonna say it's good to have a whole bunch of men. It's cool when they do it. It's the problem when I do it. that's the problem. You remember you were saying it was you was one way, and then you say, well, my kids, I'm gonna slap them. So that means it would have been right for your mama to slap you, huh?
What makes you think she didn't?
Why would she do that?
Type shit. I'm going to speak the real.
I'm
going to
keep it real
with
you. So why would
like
she do that?
I'll slap the shit out of my sons and then be like, okay. All right, baby. Well, okay.
So you going to teach them how to do it the right way?
Dwayne Wade not having no leadership. Why would Dwayne Wade say, okay, I approve, go ahead. He's going to switch. You a girl now. He a man now. And he sat up there and just approved it. So you saying, that would you approve it? Did your mama approve it? No. And you saying you weren't going to approve it because you talking about slapping your son. So
no,
if you ain't approving something, is it right or is it wrong?
Didn't approve.
If you ain't approving it, is it right or is it wrong?
But he accepted it.
I'm saying if you ain't approving something, 9 times out of 10, is it right or wrong?
It's a difference between approving of something and accepting it.
Accepting is something that you cannot change. Accepting something is something that you can't change. You see, accepting is saying, I accept my husband is a drunk.
Don't run now. Don't touch your kid and run now.
That don't mean you approve your husband being a drunk or a crackhead. You just accept that you can't change him.
So, Mr. Edward, what would you do if your son did it? What would you do?
Ooh.
What'd I do with what?
Mr. Edward, what would you do if you caught your son doing it?
I clown him all upside his head. That's why I took mine around females. Yeah. Like, man, you think about this. Ooh, dad,
what,
boy, man, she's bad.
Okay. Yeah. What does that matter, though?
Because, let me explain something to you. You just said that you going to sit up there and go inside your son's head, right? That's what you just said.
Then I said I'll
slap him beside his head, and then I said, okay, babe. Okay, son.
But then you can't do that because you did that before. You see, you can't justify the means and say it's wrong for him, but it was wrong for you.
Am I speaking Spanish or do I need to speak Spanish?
I'm just speaking reality. Now, that's why I took mine around females. They were like, ooh, man. I take them to the beach. They see them girl bikini. Oh, that's you right there. They, ooh, man, that's
all
me.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What about that one?
You
see, get their mind. I got their mind programmed. Look at Bootsy. Bootsy talked all that stuff, and then his daughter laid up with a woman. Now he done got quiet. He ain't said shit since.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Y'all can kill a cat.
These kids need the fear of God in them. That's what they need. If they had the fear of God
fear
in them, they wouldn't do no stuff like that.
They don't fear none of that. They don't fear jail time no more. They know they can go do 15 years and come home. They 20, they do 15 years, they come home at 35, 40. They still got 30 more years of life left. So they can go kill somebody, go get 20 years, and only do 15. Prison's overcrowded. They know that. Prosecutor don't want to sit up there and do all the paperwork on all the evidence. He just wants to get you a strike a plea deal. We're going to give you a plea deal of this, and that. That's it. So they know it. They plea out for 30 years. They'll be home at 22. They're only 21 years old, 43. They'll be home. So they know that nowadays. They know the system. That's why people are quick to shoot somebody.
They think it's cool to go up in there and live free and ain't got to do nothing, just sleep and ain't got to pay no bills. That's what they think.
That's why a lot of guys don't pay child support. They'd rather go down to jail, go to the pen, sit there for a whole year, get 3 free meals, tell some stories about how they're running the streets, and they ain't got to worry about it. They ain't got to worry about no car note, no insurance, no light, no food, no rent, none of that. It's all free. Some people would rather do that. Get out and go work a job 6 months and go right on back because they don't want responsibility. You see, but that's why I took mine around female so they could adjust and be like, man, this is it right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's supposed to be like. Ooh, boy, Pop got these bad summer guns pulling up with the little mini skirts and the paw print tattoos on their thighs. Hey, this my son. Hey, how you doing? Ooh, your daddy, woo-woo. Yeah, ooh, daddy, boy, that was bad. You need to let me have her. They go through my phone. Ooh, man, this me? Yeah, that's you right there. I'm going to hook you up. Man, call her up right now. Action. Buddha tell you when we went to Little Rock, my son was trying to holler at the girl at the Whopper House. They were trying to holler at me. She said, boy, I'm trying to holler at your daddy. He thought he had the game going, but that's why I put them in that environment so they know how to adapt. Now they would have been around a whole bunch of boys and just hanging and playing video games. And motherfucker fall asleep, boy, be them playing with your nuts and shit when you falling asleep, just spending the night at your house and shit. is some fuck shit. You know, that's why I put them around some female. Hey, go get you a shot. Hey, man, they want some rubber. Go get you a shot so you ain't got them, ain't used to it, don't know how to respond to it. You be like, oh, man, I was getting some of that when I was, what you call it? It's what it is. You can call me wrong if I want to, but hey, I got them adjusted so they know how to adjust in the real world. So, like I told, man, you ain't got to be no hound. You got to, every time you see a woman, I got to get some. You ain't got to be like that. But I just, showed him, I introduced him.
I said, you was boosted before Boosie was boosted.
That's just real, because it's like this. Why am I going to candy coat a lie? You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to candy coat. I'm going to tell him this is how it's going to be. Tell my daughter the same way. Here's what's going to happen. I said, they're going to sweet talk you. Take you go get your cheeseburger meal. Sit up there. And you go, oh, wow, he done took me to get something to eat. Next thing, let's go get a room. So he's stopping by the liquor store and get you drunk and try to get some. I said, I know the game all too well. So I can teach them the game. If they don't learn it, that's their own fault. That's their own fault if they don't learn it. You see? Yeah. That's their own fault.
You see, now they swim well. Mm-hmm. Well, we got about 8 minutes left.
Didn't your Cowboys trade somebody today?
I don't know. I didn't get to look and see who all they, what you call, they got rid of Zeke. They cut him, but I didn't see it. They probably been getting Odell Beckham, so I don't know all the details. I'll call my cousin tomorrow. He'll tell me, because he keeps up on all the sports stuff. I don't be on the TV with no sports stuff, because I be on about this business. So
JoJo Loco.
Yeah, JoJo on here.
What's good with it? What's good with it?
Why the fuck you waiting 5 minutes for the show cut off, Cali?
Nah, shit. There's a lot going on right now. I'm trying to figure out how can you bleed blood into other blood? I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay, what?
Bleed. My brother's bleeding blood into other blood. I don't understand that. That's what I was trying to figure out, what the doctor was talking about.
Did he just say he got internal bleeding?
He have tubes into his, I want to say kidneys, on both sides. No. I take that back. He got two bags and two urine bags. But they're tubing to both sides.
Got a hemorrhage or something.
And that means so the kidneys are always completely gone.
Yeah.
So
it's
gotta, I guess,
be hemorrhages from somewhere.
So I guess one of the tubes got pulled out. So they're saying that he got stage one something, liver something. I was like, God damn, man, this is like so I'm like,
yeah.
So he was a heavy drinker. Then he got probably cirrhosis of the liver. And his liver and kidney. They got the tubes in them to filter it. They got to filter all that toxin out of his body, or he's going to have acidosis and die. His body will be too toxic and die.
I'm just trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, if you're on dialysis, it filters the toxins out your kidneys, because your kidneys ain't filtering them out. See, some people on dialysis, I still urinate like it's going out of style. Some people on dialysis don't even pee no more. It all got to be filtered out through the dialysis. They pull all the toxins out through your blood and then put your blood back in your body. But that's what done happened. His kidneys are going. He was a heavy drinker.
No, that's the thing. He really didn't drink.
Well, he didn't have, what you call it? I don't know.
Are
he got a little.
What'd you say?
You said they pulled something. Did they pull something out of him?
Okay, he got two tubes, and going through the side of his, on both sides of his back, and they both
his
have kidney. Like, yeah, and I guess it's for like, I guess every now and then he peeing them. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I know. That he always be pouring out the bag. but the one on the left side got pulled out. So now they saying he got bleeding blood into blood. And I was like, what the hell did that mean?
Oh, that must have busted a blood vessel when they pulled it out then.
Yep. Yep.
They had to bust a blood vessel when they pulled
him
out.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, well, he must have did it because he had to get rushed to the hospital the same day of my nephew's funeral.
Oh, wow.
Then, on the top of that, my baby nephew was with his dad, ended up eating some dope the same day of my nephew's funeral. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Damn.
The devil was working overtime.
Yeah, man.
We pray
that you're right.
They cut my homeboy's brake line sometime yesterday, and a little kid got shot at the block party in Texarkana, and then turned around. He trying to rush the kid to the hospital, and he crashed his car because the brakes are going. Somebody had cut his brake line, so they had to have another car. Rush the kids to the to the hospital. But I told them people every year they had the same block party, somebody gets shot every year. It's been 5 years in a row and people still go to that same block party.
How old was the kid?
Like five.
Oh wow. Was he okay?
Yeah, he got shot in the leg. They rushed him to Little Rock. But that's the case in point. One guy got killed. Five people got shot. So, I mean, they do that every year. They go to that block party. Them girls bring them kids to that block party every year for that same stuff. And it don't make no sense that they do that. They do it every year in Texas, Canada. The block party, the trail ride, they do it every year.
Every year. They need to step up with their security and start having the metal detectors and searching.
Police are right there. See, there's too many people. And they need to, police can't patrol in the air. They can't patrol the whole deal. But they're going to start making them. They're going to ban it. It's going to be banned after this year because they'll be like, it's banned. So they just mess it up for their own self. So I just do the growing and sexy. I don't do the headache. They can keep that hip-hop. Me doing a rap show in Texarkana won't happen. I did Kevin Gates and Charlie Boy, and then I switched over. And I didn't have no fights, but I switched over. Because after that, every time they had one, a killer and a shooting. A girl got paralyzed in the neck, and the guy got shot and killed in the same club 2 months later. They waited 3 years before they got a metal detector. After a shooting in a death. Waited 3 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, we got
1 minute. We're going to get our Airbnb, y'all.
Y'all should have been trying to come down here to get an Airbnb. Right there on the beach.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, love to sit out there and float with them Hawaiian tropic girls. JoJo can sit up there and smoke with them Dominicans. And y'all have a mate.
I'm going with JoJo now. I'll be smoking sticks. You fucking talk about it.
Yeah, you're going to be with the Hawaiian tropic girl.
Yes, sir.
I want to put up a tent so I can hot box.
There, too. We got 50
seconds. You can just get you a pontoon boat. You have a smokers-only pontoon boat. So you can have nothing but the women out there on the pontoon boat and smoke them with them.
Well, check this out. We're going to be back in the house tomorrow night, Tuesday. Turn it up one more again. Same bad time, same bad channel. We got about 15 seconds. Hey, I want to thank all of you for tuning in, all of you for being a part of the show. JoJo Loco, we wishing the best for your brother, man, your family. Trulia, Miss Foxy, Miss Everywhere. I appreciate the support for being here with your boy, trying to hold it down for the king until he get ready to take the ropes back. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back tomorrow night. True West Radio, man. We up out this motherfucker. Yeah.